7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit warm. Oh, I just realized I forgot my camera. All right, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, that's right. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm having a hell of a sinus day today, so you're going to listen to lots of disgusting sinus sounds. As we walk under the canopy and check out what's going on in the creek, it's an extremely warm day. Wow, look at the size of these strawberries. This is shocking. All right, so we're going to get under the trees here, down at the creek, because of I had to come down here. We haven't been down here in a while. It's been raining so much that, well, there's no golf balls. And once again, it did rain last night for a little while. It wasn't very hard. Yeah, the dirt here is pretty dry. But should we go down there? Yeah, water level just looks kind of high from here. I can't really tell, I can't really see anything. But one of the reasons I wanted to come down here so badly was to check for baby owls. Because if memory serves, isn't this about the time of year when we start seeing baby owls? Early in June? We should be seeing them. Oh. Okay, I'm trying to make my way down the tricky, dangerous slope. It's not very treacherous today, so that's good. I'm about halfway down, I'm looking up. Looking for dudes. There's a lot of cottonwood floating around in the air. Because there's a lot of cottonwood trees down here. Ugh. Okay, and I am down. Wait, what is this? Oh my god. Loud, audible gasp. Guess what I just found? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, whenever you get this excited, we know you have found a golf ball. And yes, I have. Got mud caked on it and it's dry that I can't get off, but I don't care because we can wash it off later. Guess what I'm holding? A Chaos Number 1 by Wilson. Guess what color it is? Blue. I don't believe it. We just stumbled onto a blue golf ball just laying here. So convenient. Wow. The golf ball gods suddenly smile upon me. Totally worth it. It's a little hot. I'm getting worried. Yeah, now it doesn't matter. Now, no matter what happens for the rest of the day, I have already won because I just found a blue golf ball. Blue golf ball, the second rarest golf ball out there. Now, if you're new to listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you may be wondering, well, what's the rarest golf ball? Well, purple golf ball. How many purple golf balls do you have, Tobe? One. How many blue golf balls do I have? Oh, I think this makes six. And how many red ball golf balls do I have? Ooh, I don't know. I could only estimate. I got one full jug plus half an... No, two full... Okay, I have about 70 red golf balls. All right, now... I'm standing at the edge of the creek. oh, here's a bunny rabbit going down to the creek. Hi, everything's cool. I'm looking over here. I'm not after you. Hi, yes, hello. There's a bunny rabbit 1, 2, 3 meters in front of me. He's hopping down into the loam. Maybe he wants to get a drink. And over there across the creek, that orange golf ball is still in the roots of that tree. I'm going to turn around and walk away from this bun so that he knows we're friends. Oh, wait. Now he's walking up towards me. Oh, here he is. He's 2 meters away. Can you hear him hopping by? He's right below me. He's hopping through the creek bed. Hi. He's right below me, 2 meters below me. Hello. Oh, he's a very nice bun. He is doing bun stuff. What kind of bun stuff is he doing? Well, he's doing hops. And he's doing looking around. Hi. And he's looking at me, and he's wondering what the hell's going on. And he's, oh, now he just ran over by a golf ball, a white golf ball. And unfortunately, he's going the same way I'm going. I don't want him to think that I'm after him. That's just rude to buns. And is that a yellow golf ball in the water? No, that's just a leaf. The creek is relatively low. Don't want to go down in there, but I don't have to because I don't really see anything. There's a couple white golf balls here and there. That might be a logo ball. Mr. Bun turned around. And now he's walking back over close to me. And now he's turning off and he's looking into the water. He's looking at the creek saying, this is very interesting. I can see 2 white golf balls upstream a bit. Alright, I'm going to fade. I'm going to fade from this rabbit's visual field. And I'm going to duck under this branch. I'm going to stand right here for a minute. I'm just scanning the ground, looking around. Ugh. Tripping on junk plastic. Lots of trash down here. Alright, now I'm kind of working my way up the little path here. Ooh, wait, what is that under those leaves over here? Oh, not a golf ball. I thought it was a red golf ball. No, it's a small red solo cup. Okay. White golf balls in the water. Don't look like anything special from here. Do I need to continue caring? I have a blue golf ball in my pocket. What do I... don't need to walk around in the bug zone anymore. I don't have to avoid bugs. Ugh. I gotta... what day is this? This is Sunday, right? Yeah. Wow. All right. What we're going to do is go upstream here a little bit. Working my way through webs. Working my way through bugs. I don't want to get eaten by bugs today. I just want to get to this spot right here. So we can look for owlets. Where are the little owls? I want to see baby squee. And why do we call the little owls baby squee? There's a bird hassling a squirrel up there. We call little owls baby squee because that's what they say. They say squee. Squee. I'm not sure why they do that. I guess they just haven't learned to hoot yet. Hoot, 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 hoo. That's the sound that these owls make when they're adults. Okay, well, I'm not finding any owls. And most telling, I am not hearing any angry birds freaking out because owls are hanging around. So what we're going to do next is check this log. This log is the log that gave us crown-tipped coral last year. And crown-tipped coral starts to show up at about this time, at about the same time that we're looking for baby owls and baby marmots. Oh, and speaking of marmots, did anybody watch the Canadian Grand Prix last weekend? Last Saturday and Sunday, there was something hilarious. I was watching, oh gosh, now I can't remember if it was Free Practice 1 or Free Practice 2. Okay, if you're not familiar with racing, you know, every track is different, so everybody shows up to the track early, and, well, they get some practice in. Okay, and these practice sessions are, you know, interesting in themselves, because it's the first time these guys are hitting the track, it gets sketchy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm looking up. I'm not finding any signs of owls. I'm going to turn around just because it's starting to get way too hot. Yeah, it's like, it's easily 30 here and it's going up. I should not be out here at all. But I found a blue golf ball, so I don't care. I'm going to start heading back to where I came from. What the hell was that? Ball in. Where did that fall? That just fall right over here. Let's see if I can find that golf ball. See what it was. I don't think it went in the water. Where did it hit? And what was it? Nobody knows, but we should stand here for a second, because that means if a ball came in here, it means another ball is coming. Maybe it will also land in the creek. So I was watching one of the practice sessions. There's three. And if you want to look this up, try FP1 Canada or FP2 Canada. Or just look up Canada Grand Prix, because this just gets better. I noticed. Okay, so I'm sitting there, petting the cat, watching F1, because we like to watch F1. We're watching the practice session, and vroom, 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 cars are flying around the circuit. And as I'm sitting there watching, you know, they got cameras set up all over the track. And they can just, you know, cut to whatever camera and show you who's zooming by, right? So I'm watching, and they cut to an anticipatory shot. Meaning they're trying to follow somebody, so they switch to the camera that is the next camera that the person is going to drive by. They switch to that camera, and the camera's kind of low, and the track is a little bit above where the camera is. There's a little elevation change, right? And it's right at a corner, and so the track kind of comes at you as the viewer, and then just sort of bends to your right. And I'm watching this. And that's when I realized that dead center in the middle of the screen, not on the track, but just off the track, just back about a meter or so from the red and white curb, there's just this dude sitting there looking at the camera. And it's a marmot. Okay, so there's a marmot. Not on the track, but a meter off the track. Marmots are on the grass. That's where you find marmots. Okay, he's on the grass. He's sitting there, and he's just staring at the camera. Until the car that we're waiting for comes flying by at 150 miles per hour. Vroom, vroom. Okay, the marmot sees the car coming. Ah, almost fell. Well, technically, I did fall. The marmot sees the car coming, just freezes, and watches the car fly by and go around this corner. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And then you can just sort of see the revelation in this marmot's eyes when he says, "Oh, hell no," and just starts running. running back towards the infield to safety. Not that he was in any real danger. But this is not the first time I've seen a marmot on a racetrack. I've seen it in NASCAR. I've seen it in F1 before. Oh my God, I was laughing my ass off. Yay, Mati! Mati will win the race. He's faster than you. Okay. So that was great. Yeah, and then after the guy goes flying by and you see the marmot running, you hear, I think, is it Martin Brundle? Or was it Crofty? One of the guys said, hey, that, something about the marmot. I was laughing. I couldn't understand what he said because I was just laughing my head off. And he mentioned the marmot. Oh my God. And so, okay, hold on. Got to get away from the cackling women. I'm back up on the lawn here. And I'm looking around. I'm going to go down here and look for owls. So, ever since the marmot episode, F1 has been using photographs of marmots in their thumbnails for their YouTube videos. And one of the ones I saw, it was not the same marmot. They just found some stock photo of a marmot by a river or something. Canadian Grand Prix. Yeah, the thumbnail I saw, no cars, no F1 cars, no picture of a track, no famous drivers. There's no way in hell you would know that this was a video about F1 because it's just a picture of a marmot looking into the camera, kind of a chubby one, chubby cheek marmot. It's so funny. Oh, yeah. So, are marmots the mascot of F1 now? Well, that'd be cool. I don't have a problem with that. I like F1. And I like marmots. But, yeah, if you want to see something funny, just jump on YouTube really quick. Or just do a general search for Canadian Grand Prix 2024 highlights. And then you will suddenly see pictures of marmots. Does it make any sense? Well, no. But you know, I can't stand it. We found a blue golf ball. This could be a lucky day. We're going to go down to the other zone. We're going to do this the hard way. So what we need to do is walk down the street, walk down the sidewalk a little bit. I can see lots of golfers on the golf course. There's people lined up at hole number one, which is where we're going. So what we need to do is, it's hard to get down here now. Push aside this mulberry tree. God damn, I hate mulberry trees. Did I just get mulberry juice on me? No. Okay, we're going to scare the birds. There's grackles down here. Or maybe they're starlings. I didn't get a close enough look at them. Oh, wait. There's two more. I think they're starlings. All right. I don't want to be down here very long. Oh, okay, yeah, it's tricky, but I'm going to be able to get down here, I think. And I'm already, here's a weird ball. It's a yellow. We got a yellow logo ball, and the logo is huge. Now, I can't get to it, but I have acquired a stick. Oh, wait, maybe I can get to it. Wow, what the hell is it? All right. Okay. Worth it. Let me take a look at it. I got to get down off the slope before I can look at the ball. All right. Wow. Wow, looks weird down here. Did somebody come through and dig that out? Yeah, they did. There's been more work down here. City's been down here. They scooped out more crap. They took out all the bark. They took out all, well, they didn't take out all the trash. They left a lot of it behind. They just piled it all up over there. And then they made a channel. A rather narrow channel, but a channel nonetheless. That's good. Channels prevent standing water, which produces mosquitoes, etc., etc. All right. That's great and all. But does it make it any easier to cross? No, now we can't cross at all because there's nothing to step on until this mud dries. Then we'll be able to just go hoppity hop. We'll be able to get over on the other side, which isn't easy to get up onto anymore. And I don't see any golf balls over there. What's weird is I also don't see any golf balls right here. In this classic, it's soft, the mud is soft. In this classic golf ball catching location. All right, the ball I have found. Weird. It's a Callaway number 2, yellow, and it's got this giant round logo on it. That's actually beautiful, even though it's only black. This logo is about as big around as an American penny. It's huge, meaning it's about, 10. It's about 15 millimeters in diameter. It's round. And there's a screen tone. It's a black circle that has a screen tone fade from dark to light going into the center. So the center of the circle is just still yellow, in which there is a sort of a silhouetted high contrast, I don't want to say photo, but illustration of a golfer in his backswing, along with a large crescent golf ball moon. It says Milt's Golf Center. Wow. Weird yellow logo ball. Weird yellow logo ball, weird yellow logo ball, weird yellow logo ball. Hoot, hoot. Okay. What was that thump, thump? Oh, got a squirrely over there. Hi, buddy. Strangely, there's no golf balls down here. I'm gonna go over and look into the hollow tree. Oh, nope, I can tell already. There's no golf balls in the hollow tree. Somebody has been down here looking for golf balls. And it wasn't me. Now I gotta walk through a cloud of bugs, never good. I'm gonna move up here just a little bit because I wanna look at the configuration of the logs. I want to be able to cross the creek somewhere. Oh, wow, this is really just a jumbled up mess now. We got logs running sideways. We got logs crooked in the middle. Oh, marmots have been hanging out on that log. I can see marmot poops. Oh, we're covered in marmot poop. Look at this log. God, it's rotten, but we could almost cross on it. But it's a long way cross. You know, the distance between the banks here is only about 3 meters. But if you want to walk on this log, you got to walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 meters. Go uphill at the end. It's rotten in the middle. That is not a good place to cross. But what is going on up here? Boy, we haven't been down in the creek for a while, and there's been some significant changes down here. Look at this. Wait, what's in the water? Is there a dude over there? Is there ducks hiding behind those logs or something? Okay. This is the part where we can no longer go any further. But yeah, we got a big log jam. Big log jam. Now, the funny thing is you could get on this first log and you might be able to make it to about there, and then hop to there. But then you can't make it onto the next bank. And so I'm looking there into that other golf ball zone. I can't see of any way of getting over there. I'm going to have to wait for the creek to dry out, walk down there. Hopefully that area is collecting lots and lots of spectacular golf balls for me to find once it gets dry. Once everything dries out. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. I gotta get out of the heat. It's well over my heat safety limit. Oh. And it's also really, really humid, making it much, much worse. So I'm kind of walking back the way I came, and I'm checking for golf balls. Although somebody had to have come down here, because there's just nothing. Nothing. And the golf balls in the tree are gone, so that's a good sign that, well, most of the golf balls in the tree are gone. There's a couple of golf balls that are in there, way down in there. You can't pull them out. You can't stick your hand in there and get your hand around them to bring them out. Oh, there's bugs. There's so many damn bugs. I mean, the city needs to come in here with some damn Altacid. Altacid being a chemical you put in the water to turn the frogs gay. No. Altacid is a pheromone. What's the word I'm looking for? But anyway, you put it in the water, and the mosquito eggs and don't develop past a larval stage. And therefore, you know, it reduces your mosquito population in areas of standing water. Okay. I'm making my way up the very steep hill, but I'm going to sit here for a minute. Are those golfers going? No, those golfers are going the other way. All right. It is way too... All right, I'm now looking at the time. I thought, okay, now we'll go do some synth. No. We're out of time for synth. And I really didn't do much more than what you've already heard. I did rearrange some solar panels so the things sort of, you know, do more. I'm trying to make it, you know, more obvious to for people who don't synth. People who don't synth don't... Well, I'm not going to go into it, but... We gotta follow the KISS rule for doing some of this stuff when you're dealing with the public pink boys. All right, I'm back up on the sidewalk. Cars are driving by. There's a green pony bead in the grass right here. That really threw me off for a second. All right, so, oh yeah. I'm having fun. It's hotter than hell, but I'm having fun. Here's my car. Okay. Let's just sit here for a minute and recap what is going on. I didn't want to go outside because it was just way too damn hot. And I said, well, but we gotta check the creek just in case because baby owls. So we came down, and without finding any baby owls at all, the first thing that happened was we found a blue golf ball. Blue golf ball day. Had no idea today was blue golf ball day, but I'm glad it happened. Plus we got that weird yellow logo ball. What the hell are we going to do with that? It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out on a different episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm bored, and I'm hungry, and I went to get some drinks. I could go with Aqua Fresca, or I could go with a cola beverage. What do I want? I'll get some big ice. I'll put a big ice cube in the thingy, and then I'll put in some Manhattan mixer. Yeah.